Friday.
Shir hey pashas lecha Thursday. Shir hey pashas lecha. Shir hey Thursday pashas lecha. Here we go.
Yeah, basically a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. There's a lot of work to do. We have over here a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Shem Hayu Latan is Mishum. I'm asking the Bez." Then Rashi says, "What does that mean? Who is the Takana for?" Says Rashi, "Eishis Yisrael." Even though it's a Svek Sveika, Shem Yavoyu Edim VYisbarer HaDavar. Tosfos says the reason is because of Eishis Koyin and Pchusu Bas Gimel Shanim. The Gemara seems definitely to be closer like Tosfos. There was the Gemara later on, which says, you know, talks about Eishis Koyin Pchusu Bas Gimel. Gemara seems... Oh, am I missing anyone? Okay, I'll figure it out. The Gemara seems to be saying that we've got... That's the guy. Why does Rashi argue with Tosfos? So we said two mahalchim. One mahalchim we said is Rashi doesn't hold to the concept of the plug. Tosfos asked the question on himself. There's this Tainach, that's good. Eishis Koyin Pchusu Bas Gimel. What about a regular Eishis Yisrael? What does Tosfos answer? Lo plug. Rashi rejects the concept of lo plug. And within that, we had two different approaches. One is that Rashi maybe doesn't hold the lo plug at all. Zero. No lo plug. Or maybe Tosfos's dimensions of lo plug Rashi doesn't hold of. Tosfos's percentages of lo plug Rashi doesn't hold of. Because Tosfos is doing a lo plug from a 15% to an 85%. Says we saw there in Mincha Shlom, Shlomo Zalman Orbach. But about it, Rashi holds of the concept of lo plug. But why would we think Rashi doesn't hold of lo plug at all? Rashi doesn't hold of lo plug anywhere in Shas. Of course there's lo plug. Maybe for some reason, our Mishnah is an exception. And our Mishnah is not going to be lo plug. Why not? I'd like to suggest the following reason. I'm trying to explain Rashi. Why would Rashi say there's no lo plug in our Mishnah? Maybe for the following reason. Our Mishnah is different than many other Mishnahs. Usually when the Mishnah tells us a din, it just tells us a din. And then the Gemara tries to discover what's the reason. The Gemara will ask, my time. In our Mishnah, interestingly enough, the Mishnah says, B'sulin is the Omer Aviv, Amon Yom HaMishi. And then the Mishnah explains why. It says, what's the reason? Because so the Mishnah gave us the reason for the takana. Maybe Rashi learns. Any time that the Mishnah gives you the reason of the takana, so the takana is dependent on the reason. And if the reason is not relevant, the takana is not relevant. If the Mishnah would have just said, and the Gemara would say, what's the reason? Gemara would come up with a reason. Would say, if that reason's not lo plug, I got it. But the Mishnah told you the reason why Besul has to get married on Wednesday. So if the reason is not pertinent or relevant to me, then I'm not nichlal on the takana. Maybe this takana is dependent on the time of the Mishnah. Therefore, you cannot have a lo plug in our Mishnah. In Achanami, other places, Rashi will agree to lo plug. But our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says the reason, if the reason is not relevant, therefore there's not going to be lo plug. Perhaps this is Pshat and Rashi. If this is the case, then we're going to have another explanation, maybe in the words, those magical words in Rashi, Kidem Mefarish Taima. We asked the question in the beginning of the Zman. Why does Rashi say Kidem Mefarish Taima? What is he doing that for? If he means Kidem Mefarish Taima in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah already says the reason, you're not saying Kidem Mefarish Taima. If he's Mefarish Taima in the Gemara, he should have told us he's talking about the Gemara. So we said maybe he means in the Mishnah, but why is he saying Kidem Mefarish Taima? What does he have to tell me that for? Maybe Rashi's coming to say that the Takana is the Takana Sefanim is only Kidem Mefarish Taima. It is dependent on the Taima. That's what Rashi means to say. That this Takana Chacham Shetosi B'Yifamish Kidem Mefarish Taima, only with the Taima. And if you don't have the Taima, we don't say Lo Plug. There's no Lo Plug. The Takana is only there where the reason is pertinent. No more reason, no Takana. Maybe that's another pshat, and we said previously other pshat, and maybe why Rashi is going to farish time. I'll explain why. How do we know it's Takanas Chachamim? I'll call upon him, Rabbi Say. Very tifa zachin. The other pshat that we said is maybe Rashi agrees to the concept of lo plug even in our Mishnah. It's just a question of the percentages. It's just a question of what type of coordinates. Al Kopanim Toisva says that the Kohen is really Al Eishes Kohen or Pchusim as Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad. Over there, there's a takana. Why? There's no Svek Sveka. So what's the takana? What's the case? There's Chad Sveki. There's still a Suffolk by Eishes Kohen. What's the Suffolk by Eishes Kohen? Man walks in and says to an Eishes Kohen, his wife is not a Besula. There's still a Suffolk. What's the Suffolk? But tachtov not tachtov. Who's mad? Gimel Shalom. There's still a suffix. What's the suffix? Einus or Ratzin. So, but it's still going to be Aser because what do we say? Suffix Dioraisa comes along the Pnei Yeshua. Frek the Pnei Yeshua Kasha. I don't get it because even in the case of Eishes Kohen. When is she also if it's suffic deraisa l'chumra if she doesn't say anything, if she's shoysekes? But if she tells us that in fact the case was that it was not tachtov, then avada it's going to be mut. It was be oynes. It was not tachtov by Eishes Kohen. By Eishes Kohen, she says it was not tachlev. We don't care if it's Einus or Ratzin by Eishes Kohen.
Why would we believe her? She's just grasping her straws.
Hold on a second.
We don't believe her, we just don't believe
me. Neither.
Says the Chayra, that this is what he brings from the Taisvis, from the Rush, I mean, but brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoina. She's only Asr if she doesn't say anything. But if she says something, then she's not going to be Asr. So this Takana isn't going to help. Why do we want him to come to Beis Din? Why do we want him to get married the night before Beis Din so he should come to Beis Din the next day? But even if he comes to Beis Din the next day, he's not going to be us. So why? What's she going to tie, no? She's going to tie, she's mutter. So Takana doesn't help. Says the Pnei Yeshua, so first of all, according to Rashi, that kasha is not shver. Because according to Rashi, what's the issue that we're going to bring out? According to Rashi, how is she going to become Aser through Edim? And once there's Edim, will we believe her to contradict Edim?
No.
But in Toisvis, there's no Edim. We don't know what happened. We just know that she's not a Besula. Okay, but she's going to say, I'm not a Besula, but I'm still Mutter because of this reason, of that reason, she's going to come up with a reason. And apparently she's Nama. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Enochanami. But what happens if she doesn't say anything? What happens? Then she's going to be Aser. Then she's going to be Aser. So the Takana is for the case when she's going to be Enochanami. If she's smart, she's savvy, she can get out of this situation. But some women are just going to freeze up, or they're just going to deny the whole thing, and they're not going to say anything. Basically, yeah. If she says I was a basula, he's wrong. When she's out.
She eventually says something. Does that change? Like eventually, Adam comes. Does that change? Like she freezes up at the moment, but eventually later on she says something and gets her way out.
I don't know. But I just want you to understand that we're now marginalizing Toisus even more. Toisus says the takana is not for all women. Most women, the takana doesn't help for because most women is a Svek Sveka. It only helps for Eishes Kohen and Pchusim as Gimel. And even Eishes Kohen and Pchusim as Gimel, it only helps if this woman is not savvy. If she's street smart, she can get out of the problem. She can just say, you're right, I wasn't a Besula, but I'm still Mutter. She could do that. So we've made this, we've shrunk this Takana, this teeny little Takana. And Tosafot says, only for those women and everybody else. You know why they have to get married on Wednesday? Light plug. That's what Tosis says. Okay. This is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Comes again Tosis, and he asks a bomb kasha on Rashi. He says the Gemara says in the Rebbe Lazar. Yeah.
How would we marginalize Tosis even more if the Takana is not
comment is going to be for Isha's coming when she's shechita, but that's only going to happen after the nisuin. So what purpose, how will we marginalize it?
Because the point is that this takana is only going to help for a very, very small amount of cases. Very small. Only Eishes Kohen, and only going to help if the Eishes Kohen is not smart. So most Eishes Kohens, it's not even going to help for. So you found like this small little sliver of the society that this takana is going to help for. And still, we're willing to turn over the entire world, get everybody else to get married on Wednesday, because there's this small chance that on a small percent of the population, we're actually going to get somewhere. Sepela, but that's what Tosis holds.
Isn't it Chazaka that she's not, that she's going to automatically tell the truth in Lazdin?
If she was Mezana, I don't think she's going to tell the truth. She doesn't have much to lose, Bezden? By the way. In Bezden. That's what I think. You're right. There are some achronim that say something like you, but we'll leave it alone for now. Okay. Akoponim. Tosis Akasha on Rashi. Rabbi Lozor on Daptes says, Ha'oimer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman Lo Yisraelov. A man walks in and he says that his wife was not a Basula. Do we believe him or do we not believe him? We believe him. Now, what is the mechanism that we believe him with? The Gemara says a language called Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Deisura. Listen, he's not talking about someone else. If a man walks in and says that someone else's wife is not a Basula, we don't believe him. Go fly a kite. Who are you? Get out of here. But if he says about his own wife that she's not a Basula, we do believe him. Why? Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Deisura. He's talking about himself. He's saying, this is usher to me. You got to believe me. You believe him. We accept his statement. The Gemara discusses, what do you mean? It's talking, it's, even if it's Pesach Pasuch, it's a Svek Svek. Okay, that's talking about Eishes Kohen Prusim Bas Gimel. Now the Gemara says, Abaye and Amud Beis, we have a precedent for your statement. You, Rabbi Lazar, said, I have a precedent for you. I have a Mishnah that really supports your position. Which Mishnah? Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah supports Ha'imer Pesach Patsuach Matzasi Neman Lo Isra. Now, Ha'imer Pesach Patsuach Matzasi Neman Lo Isra means that he is answering with his Dibor. And the Gemara says, which is that case? Eishes Kohen and Pusim as Gimel. It's not in a regular case because of that's Svek Sveka. Yes, Toysvis, you Rashi, learn our Mishnah is talking about something totally different. Our Mishnah is talking, where is the Isser coming on the woman from? From Edim. It has anything to do in the world with Shavya Anafshei Chaticha de Isura? No. According to me, Taisvis, if it's like a glove, it's even maybe Taisvis Makar from this Gemara, it's perfect. Our Mishnah is because of Eishes Kohen Prusim Bas Gimel. He's going to walk in, he's going to say, she's Usser, and we are going to believe him. Perfect, but you Rashi, Gemara makes no sense. Let's see it inside. Says Toisvis, the Kuntres Pirish Shemitoich Kach Yisbara Adavar Yavo Edim Shezin Tzibrosh and the Kosher the Pirush. A Shver on Rashi's Pshat. The Amrina Begemara Amar Abaye Afan Onami Tanina. The Amar Pesach Pesuch Matzasi Nemelo Yisrael Abesul and Nisays. Gemara says we have a proof Afan Onami Tanina. We also see that from our Mishnah. My love, the Katoin Tainis Pesach Pesuch. Must be that's what the Mishnah is talking about. And now says yes, it's Kasha. The Hashta. And now you Rashi. Heichi Maisi Raila Pirush Akuntres. He's not believed. The Isser is not coming from his Dibor. The Isser is going to come from the Edim. That's Tosis Kasha. Now we have to be very careful. Tosis two terutzim. I'm going to tell you major chidushim in both of them. Is the Kasha clear? Avi, Kasha clear? Kasha clear? No, because it's just from the Afra Nami Tanina. That Gemara doesn't have anything to do with us. It's only from the Tanina. V'yesh loimah. D'loi maisi abaye raya l'rebe Elozer. Ela shehu baki umakir imu pesach pasuach. Loi maisi abaye raya. Abaye is not bringing a full raya to Rebbe Elozer. Ela shehu baki. Umakirim upesach pasuach. Dim eino baki. Lo yotza hakol. Velo yovi lidei birer. Ki yoy mishuta v'savar shematza pesach pasuach v'eino kem v'lo yochushu l'dvarav. Says Taisis, we're just bringing a raya to one point. the point that he's a bucky. Let me explain. Why in the Gemara and Daf Tes is over there Pesach Pasuach? Why is she Aser? Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura. What is the underlying Yesoid that we need to say in order to say that he could Aser? We need to say, says Tosis, that he knows what he's talking about. Because if he knows what he's talking about, will his Dibur Aser? No. If he does not know what he's talking about, maybe I said wrong. If he does not know what he's talking about, will his Dibur Aser? No. Only if he knows what he's talking about. So Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Isura is predicated, is built on the foundation that he knows and he can say whether she was a Basula or not. Come to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, what's going to trigger the fact that we have Edom? What's going to trigger the Edom? What's going to get us to have Edom? What? What's going to trigger that he get that Edom? What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say?
Kol.
What's going to create a coil? His bringing up coming to Bezdin. Now, if he doesn't know what he's talking about, no one's going to listen. So the coil, the Edom, is predicated on a coil, and the coil is predicated on the fact that he knows what he's talking about. So they're both built on the same foundation. You're right, it's not the same halacha. The halacha, what's asering in our Mishnah, according to Rashi? Edom. What's asering on Naftes? Him, his piv. But you can only aser piv if he knows what he's talking about. And you'll only get Edom if there's a call, and a call only comes if he knows what he's talking about. So they're both predicated on the same yusite. Maybe that's Pshat and Rashi. And that's Pshat and Rashi. That's what Tosfos says. Is it clear? No. Rabbi say, I'm going to tell you a side which we mentioned yesterday. Rashi often says Pshatim and Tosfos that if you look in Tosfos often says Pshatim and Rashi, if you look in Rashi, are clearly not Pshat. Because Tosfos doesn't work that way. Just have to know how Tosfos works. I don't know why 100%. Tosfos doesn't do that. When Tosfos is a Kashi, he just answers the Kasha. Aye, Rashi, it's clear from Rashi something else. Tosfos doesn't, lo mityaches. So I'm going to show you that this Pshat cannot be Rashi. Can't be. And then I'm back to Tosfos' Kasha. I'm about to show you.
Do you treat everybody like he's a Bucky or only a Bucky?
So we'll have to see, how did this guy become a Bucky? That we'll have to see. How did this guy become a Bucky? The Gemara is going to talk about that. But let's see, does he become a Bucky? It's actually a Gemara. Take a look at the Gemara in Daf Tes Amid Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Tes Amid Aleph asks, what's the Chiddush of Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Yisura? I knew that already. You have to hold on. I knew that already. Says the Gemara, we're on Daf Tesam and Aleph around the eighth line. My Kamash Malon. What's your Chiddush Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Yisura? Tani, no, I'm really sure to get the Hashlich Vyom is Loki Dashnani, he muteres Bekrov, who Asa Bekrov Asel. Whatever, I see it from that Mishnah, I know it already. Says the Gemara, Mao de Tema Hasam de Vade Kimle. Over there, he knows what he's talking about. Abel Hacha, make him who delight Kimne. Over here, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He looks at the best. And he says, my wife's not a Basula. Why do you know if your wife's a Basula or not? You don't know what you're talking about. Pesach Pasuach. What do you know? I would have thought, Hacha Hasam Vade Kimle. Abel Hacha, make him who delight Kimle. He doesn't know. Kamash Malon, that it's still Aser. Kamash Malon, that it's Aser. I would have thought in the case of Pesach Pasuch, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Kamash Malon, wrong.
Or the Kamash Malon, even if he doesn't know.
Says the Shita Mekubetzes, what's the Kamash Malon? Is the Kamash Malon, he does know. How does he know? We'll have to figure that out. Well, the Kamash Malon is, even though he doesn't know, Aser anyway. He's stuck not a Bucky. It's Aser anyway. What's the Kamash Malon? Says the Shita Mekubetzes, that Torah Shmuel brings the Shita Mekubetzes, and he brings two Pshatim. He says, let's see it inside. Gemara, Daf Tesamad Aleph, Masik Kamash Malon. The Ayin B'Shita Mekubetzes. That says, Shekosav Diyeshnam, Shnei Drachim B'Bira Kamash Malon. Didas haritvahu kamash malon de amnam kimle. He taka is kimle. You made a mistake. You thought he wasn't Kimle. He is Kimle. V'kach havi mevor b'toisvis. Daf beis amid aleph. That's our toisvis. And also daf tes, tes amid beis, whatever. Kamash milan that he's a baki. Achein. Das Rashi. Who de kamash milan? The afdiloi kimle. Nikol makom neman lo Israelov. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And it's still usher. What? I have to see the Gemara. The Gemara deals with it. Even though it's loy kimle, he's still neman lo Israelov. According to Rashi, Tosfos says the Yisoid is, he knows what he's talking about. So Rashi learns, no. No, we're going to allow him to create Isser even though he doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't. Mikomoka Neman Loisrlof. This is what the Shita says. Ukafi Hanira Diyuko Shalashita Hu Me Rashi Dimaskal Avo. You have to see what the Rashi is. Rashi says. So I believe that before we go further. Tosfos says the yesoid of Shavya Nafshe is because of Kimle. Rashi doesn't hold that way. So this can't be pshat in Rashi. What Tosfos saying can't be pshat in Rashi. Because it's not Kimle. So Rashi obviously doesn't hold that way. And Rashi goes, even though it's not Kimle, still it's going to be Yatzah HaKoyo. So where's the Afanan Avintani? We have to understand, Stamaza, what's pshat in Rashi? Even though he's not a bucky, he still can aser. Says that Teresh Shmuel. Everybody said, we're getting, this is mamish deep into Daf Tes. We're just going to jump in and jump out. How does Shavya Anafsha Chaticha Di Yisura work? A guy walks in and he says, listen, this is about me. I'm telling you it's aser. So you got to believe me about me. How does that work? Says that Teresh Shmuel, I have two pshatim, Ktsois Achoyshen and Truma Sakri. One pshat is, because he's believed. He knows. If he says, he knows. No one knows better than him. So does it make sense for him to know if he's not a bucky? Can you believe him if he's not a bucky? No. In order for us to say he knows, he has to be a bucky. But the Truma Sakri says, no, he doesn't know. And we don't even trust him. We don't really believe him. But if that's what you're saying it's Usser, okay. You can want it to be Usser, and we'll treat you as if it's Usser, even though we don't believe you. We don't believe you. But we'll treat you that way if you want. The Ritva holds that it's Ne'amonis Gimura. Ubirur Gomor Alamaisa. We taco believe him. We can't believe him. We will not have clarity if he's not a bucky. If I know the God is the one he's talking about, it's ridiculous for me to believe him. So Shavya Nafshe needs the Kamash Malon to be. Kamash Malon is a bucky. However, Achein, Rashi Svirle, the Eina Ne'amonis Alamaisa, Va'ufta, we don't believe him. Eluhu hanhoga shemanhigin oisai kefi atzmai. Midrik b'loshen Rashi, shakosav the adam neman atzma lesser loyes amutter al piv. You can aser the mutter. Is it aser or is it mutter? Rashi says you can aser the mutter. It's really mutter. As far as we're concerned, it's mutter. But if you want it to be aser, go ahead, knock yourself out. That we have to see. We're going to get to Shavya Nafshe. Big hack, my friends. Major hack over there. This is the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So according to Rashi, is the Kamash Malan that he knows what he's talking about? No. The Kamash Malan is even though he does not know what he's talking about, okay? You don't know what you're talking about. We think you're wrong. You want to be awesome? You want to be awesome? Be awesome. Listen, I want to say an oimik. I said this pshat around 12... Hold on a second. It must have been 20 years ago. I said this pshat to the Mir Eloy. The Mir Eloy. No. That's the Mir Lamdan. The Mir Eloy is Chatz Kokon. And he smiled. I got a shmeichel. This is the pshat. Tosfos says the takana is for Eishes Kohen. What's the case? The guy walks in and says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. And now it's Aser. That's the reason for the takana. We want this guy to come into Beis Din because we want him to say Pesach Pasuach. Rashi doesn't like that. Why not? I'll tell you why Rashi doesn't like that. Because we don't believe the guy. We think the guy is making a mistake. He wants to say it. Once he says it, okay, we'll treat you that way. But would we like his wife to convince him that he made a mistake? Yes! Because we also think he made a mistake. We don't trust him. So he's creating a new Isra by coming into Beis Din. You want to do that? Well, but that's what we're making a takana. We want him to get married on Wednesday so he can come in and Aser his wife, which we don't even think that he knows what he's talking about. That doesn't make any sense. That makes no sense. Rashi says we want him to come in because we want to get Edim. We'll believe Edim. That we'll believe. Okay, that makes sense. Tosfos learns that when you say Shavya Nafshecha Ticha D'Yisura, it's an emunah. We do believe him. He's a bucky. He knows what he's talking about. He comes in and says, hey, she's crying. She's Aser. We'll believe him. She's Aser. So of course we want the takana. We want him to come in. But Rashi l'shitosai, it doesn't make sense that the reason for the mission is al shavya nafshi. It doesn't make any sense because we don't believe him. So why should we try to manipulate that he should come in? Why should we try to facilitate that he should come in? We don't want him to come in. Oh, because we want Adam to come afterwards to tell us that something happened. Oh, that makes sense. So this machloikis in our mishnah, the Beis Amar Aleph, is really the same machloikis that we have later on. And what's the din of Shavya Nafshi? Erboisai needs a lot of work. I worked very hard on this. Al Kopanim, this is Tosfos' first pshat on Rashi. It was a swing and a miss. It was a swing and a miss on Rashi. This cannot be pshat on Rashi. According to what the Shita Mekubetza says, this cannot be pshat on Rashi. Tosfos' whole word is, the whole reason is because of Kimlei. It's not because of Kimlei. It's not true. Let's see Tosfos' second teretz. V'oid yesh loimar, says Tosfos. Even Rashi agrees. Gam the pirish akuntris lohe mesaknin shetei nisis biyom dalid mishum shema yisbara de edim. Even Rashi agrees that's not the reason for the takana. I will keep on the beishis koinu pusim ibas kishkimo. The name of the Israel of Tiknu. Sheheinis is Bervi, Gambishar Noshim Tiknu Mishum Shemitoch Kach Yotzakovis Baradove de Edim. Vash the Maisi Abai Shapir Mimas Nisan Deishes Koin Pusim Baskimo Shaman the Neman Law Israel of. Tosfos says, even Rashi does not mean to say that the reason is only because of Eishes Yisrael. When Rashi told us Eishes Yisrael, Rashi meant that's also the reason. But even Rashi agrees that the main reason is because of what? Eishes Kohen. So if the main reason is because of Eishes Kohen, do we have a proof from our Mishnah to the fact of Shavya Nafsha Chetichi Disur? Yes, because that's the dinner, that's the case of Eishes Kohen. And that's the main reason for the Takona. What's the secondary reason for the Takona? Eishes Yisrael.
Just 2 weak
chashashas?
No. That we put together?
No. 1 weak and 1 strong. Eishes, he said, Eishes Kohen is strong. Eishes Yisrael is weak. The main reason is for Eishes Kohen. The secondary reason is for Eishes Yisrael.
Not
it's for 7%. Let's get this thing. Well, that's why. I'm going to get there in a second. Yeah. Hold on. It's not weak mitzad the takona. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll get there in a second. Hold on. Hold on a second. First of all, I think that this is very, very doichik in Rashi. I would be shocked off my chair if this is what Rashi had. Really doichik in Rashi. I mean, there's a saying, Iker chaser min ha-sefer. To say that Rashi wanted us to figure out that that's what he was saying, come on. Rashi is the epitome of a mefarish. Rashi is the quintessential commentary. Rashi didn't even tell us Eishes Kohen Pusim Bas Gimel? Come on, where is that? He only told us the secondary reason? I'd have a really hard time with Rashi if that was the case. And it doesn't bother me that Tosis wrote it, because I don't think Tosis thinks that's Pshat and Rashi either. Tosis is just telling us this would work. Is that Pshat and Rashi? Probably not. But that's not the way Tosis works. I don't know why, but Tosis doesn't like isn't really trying to figure out what Rashi is saying. Just saying, I have a kasha on Rashi. This is a potential teretz. The same way the first pshat, I think Tosis knew, didn't work in Rashi. He knows the second pshat doesn't work in Rashi either, because it's ikur chaser min ha-sefer. So, in my world, I'm left still concerned. How does Rashi answer Tosis's kasha? Tosis gave two terutzim. I don't like either one of them. I don't like either teretz. First teretz, I don't like because there's a sheet that says Rashi doesn't hold that way. Second teretz, I don't like because I can't cram that into Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that. So I'm left with a question on Rashi. And I don't have a teretz. Gemara says, Afanan, I'm attending. What does that have to do with our Mishnah? But I want to now, for a moment, try to zero in on what did Tosfos yes say. Tosfos said, we thought that in Rashi, what was the takana was because of Eishes Yisrael. We thought it's because of Eishes Yisrael. Now Tosfos says, it's not only because of Eishes Yisrael, it's also because of Eishes Kayin. But Tosfos doesn't say it that way. Tosfos says the main takana is because of Eishes Kayin, and it's also because of Eishes Yisrael. Why does Tosfos do that? Why doesn't Tosfos say that Takana is because of both of them equally? Why did Tosfos here? We started out like this. Rashi says that Takana is only because of Eishes Yisrael and not because of Eishes Kayin at all. Only Eishes Yisrael. But that can't be, because what about the Gemara later on? Okay, so Eishes Kayin has to somehow get on the scene. Okay, so make them equal. No, Eishes Kayin is the main reason why we made the Takana. The secondary reason became Eishes Yisrael. Why'd you do that? Why'd you have to do that? Hold on a second. Why didn't you just make them equal? Why didn't you just say that it's not only because of Eishes Yisrael, it's also because of Eishes Kayin? Now, Tosfos Lamaisa holds that Eishes Yisrael is the main reason for the Takana, but in Rashi, that... I just don't see why he has to do that. Like, why? Why is he switching everything? Oh, Rashi also holds... It makes Rashi even shverer, and it's just not necessary. Maybe just because that's what Tosfos holds, but I have a problem. Comes Avishneiwais, and he says... I'll tell you why. He says a Maradik Upshat. He says, if Eishes Yisrael is a legitimate reason for the Takana, so you have a legitimate reason for 85% of the women... You're telling me 10% of the women don't have a reason for the takana? Okay, so just say leplug. Why don't you just say leplug? Why don't you just do that? And then, I don't know if Eishes Kayin is true at all. And then, I don't have a right to Pesach Pesuach. So, Tosfos needs to make Eishes Kayin the ikur, because if it's not the ikur, then just go into leplug mode. Who said that they both have a reason? Maybe there's only reason Eishes Yisrael and Eishes Kayin is leplug. Now, if Rashi doesn't hold of leplug at all, as we said, as the Ritva holds, so then you can't do that. There is no leplug. Our Takana has no plug. Tosfos clearly seems, if we're right, Tosfos is entertaining a leplug here. In order to avoid it, he says, Rashi has to hold the Iker Takana is Eishes Kayin. Rashi won't do low plug from 15 to 85, so it's not a low plug. It's just there's like a weaker reason. So there's a strong reason on 15%, a weaker reason on 85%. I'll put the two together, I'll make a Takana. But if it was only out to 85%, I wouldn't make the Takana. Only out to 15%, I wouldn't make the Takana. If the 85% was a good reason, I would say low plug. But 85% is not a good reason.
The Chayra as they come to Isenrat and Tosfos. Zok Tosfos weiter. The Tema. The Hacha Mashma de Mishum Chashad Diznus Tiknushay Nisis Pirvi.
Perk base the gitten, ikamandama to tiknus man begit mishum peri. Aval mishum shema yechape al basa choisoi, loichashina mishum des nos no shriach. It says over there that we make a zman and a get. What do you need a zman and a get for? Well, this is one of two reasons. Either you need a zman and a get because we have to know when he should stop eating the peris, or you need a zman and a get in case he's going to try to write a get after his wife was already mizan in order to save her life. Why would he want to save her life? I would think he'd want to kill her because it's his niece and he probably still wants to kill her, but he feels bad for his brother. So in order that his brother shouldn't be depressed the rest of his life, he's going to save her skin. How is he going to do? He's going to write a get post facto, and when Adam come and say she was mizan and she's chayiv misa, he'll pull out the get. Other man says, no, it's not because that's because of peri. There's no slow shriach. This doesn't happen. You don't make takanas for snus. In fact, Taisvis, lo chashinim mishum's no slow shriach. So what's going on over here? So we said the Shittim Gubetzah said one answer, that the ikra takana is really for what? The Shittim Gubetzah said, it's really for shaktu. The takana is really for shaktu, and this is an afterthought. It's not so mashman our mishnah. Our mishnah seems to say the takana is for because of times mesulah. That was the shittas teres. Tosis says something else. Tosis says yishlamer. The hasam ka'amar znos dasi l'day misa dahenu basra ve'edim l'shchiach. Yeah, comes along. Comes along the haflaw, and the haflaw explains that Tosis's kasha is intentionally situated after he brings in Rashi's Mahalach. Intentionally situated there. Why? Because his kasha is really only on Rashi. On Tosis, on Rabbeinu Tam, he would never have had the kasha. Because Rabbeinu Tam learns the takana is for Eishes Kohen. Rashi learns the takana is for regular Eishes Yisrael. On Rashi, you have a kasha. Because on Rashi, the cases are very similar. A woman was Mizana, and what do we think is going to happen? He's going to make a tumul and bezdin, and who's going to come? Edom. In the case over there, we're afraid that who's going to come? He's not going to aser her. He's trying to save her. So who's going to come to aser her, to make her die, I mean? Edom. So it's both cases of we're afraid Edom are going to come. So that's a good question. You see over there that we don't worry about Edom coming. Why over here are we worried about Edom coming? But according to Tosfos, our case has nothing to do with Edom. What's our case? He's going to come in and say Pesach Pesach Matzasi. Is that Shchiach? Maybe. We just see over there Znus with Edom is low Shchiach. It's not the same. So therefore, Tosfos only asked this question after he brought Rashi's Shita. There's really no kasha according to Tosfos himself, maybe. Why? Because for sure this is different. Over here there's no Edom. It says Tosfos, even within Edom, there's Edom with Hasra, Edom without Hasra. Over there we're afraid that he's going to want to kill her, she can only die with Hasra. Edom with Hasra is lo shchiach. Edom without Hasra is shchiach. He's like threading the needle. In a Hanami, we're making a takana of Shema Edom. That's the question. Why are you making a takana that maybe Edom will come? It's lo shchiach. Yeah, of course. The takana is Shema Edom. Maybe Edom will come. That's what we're making takana in case Edom come. Next teretz, inami hacha shaloteshev imoi beisr kol yamav chashu afilu leznus avagav de lo yishchiach. In a Hanami, it's lo yishchiach. But over here, we have major repercussions if we don't catch her. What are the repercussions? The rest of the life, they're living in sin. Over there, is he staying married to his niece who we caught cheating on him? No, he's out. As a matter of fact, he's even writing her a get right now. He's a post facto get. He's out. So they're not living in sin anymore. Over here, they're living in sin. This is similar to what we saw in the Ran, that over here, we're going to want to be Mavar, even if it's a Sveksveka. Maybe you have reason to be Matar over here. Maybe you really shouldn't make the Takan over here. It's Zlus no Shrich, all that stuff. But we don't want this going on. We don't want people living in sin for the rest of their life. So we're going to hustle over here more than we hustle usually. Okay, Rabbi, so I'd like to leave with the Dvar Torah, but we'll continue with the Gemara of Beis Hashem, hopefully on Sunday. Thank you. Perfect. I'd like to, Rabbi Sai, just repeat something that was mentioned by Shalashudas, which I think is a very important part, from a Baron Cutler. We spoke about this week's parasha. We're introduced to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, the Rambam writes, the greatest man in history aside from Moshe Rabbeinu. And we give Avram lots of accolade as being Avram HaIvri, the entire world on one side and him on the other side. And I'm troubled, because last week's parasha we also had Noach. And Noach went against the entire world also. And Noach's world was crazy. I mean, even the animals were being mizana. Even the ground was messed up. Everything, the whole world, the entire world was totally nuts. We don't talk about Noach anymore. Shvach, shvach amaisis. Noach barely gets any mention. Like here and there, like an honorable mention, you know? Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, the Avos HaKadoshim, this and that, the Ushbizin, Avram's all over the place. Magen Avram. Noach is like, what happened? If you'd ask me, Noach accomplished something harder than Avram accomplished. So why is it that Noach doesn't get remembered? That's my question. I think you could answer it with the Yosoid. Rabbi Aaron Kotler brings a Medrash. The Medrash says, Noach started out in last week's parasha as Ish Tzadik Tamim Hayo B'Dor Yosef. But in the end of the parasha says, Vayochal Noach Ish Ha'adama. Noach is called a man of the ground. And the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu started out as an Ish Mitzri. And he ended up being called Ish Elikim. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he started on his journey, the Bnei Yisrael called him Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu. In the end, it says, Vayom Hashem Moshe Ish Elikim. In the end of his life, he's called an Ish Elikim. The difference between Noach and over there, Moshe, we're going to get to Avraham, is that Noach did an amazing thing. He did. But then he said, okay, I got to take it easy right now. I got to relax. That was intense. So now I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to kick it back with a little, it wasn't beer, but it was a little bit of wine, and I'm going to chill right now. And bad news. Didn't end well for him at all. And I would humbly suggest that if Noach would have kept it together, so that it wouldn't be Elokei Avram, it wouldn't be Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, it wouldn't be Elokei Noach. Because he did it. But he stopped. In this week's parasha, the pasuk says, Vayisa Avram haloich v'nasoya hanegba. Vayisa Avram, he traveled, haloich, he went, v'nasoya. He traveled, he went, and he traveled. Three times. Vayisa, haloich, v'nasoya. What is the pasuk telling us? Avram went, and he traveled, and he went. Says Rabbi Aaron Cutler, what does it mean he went south? South is always a remez to chachma, to learning. The Gemara says you want to know chachma, tilt to the south. Arutz sheyachkim yadrim. Avram Avinu was like on a journey towards Chachma, and he just kept on going. Haloich, Nasoya, Vayisa Avram, Haloich, Nasoya, Hanegba. He's going. He didn't stop. And if a person stops, so then it could be he has tremendous opportunity and he squanders. And I wasn't going to say this, but I was going to say it differently. But I'm looking at the faces of the people in this room while I'm saying today's shir, and I'm seeing people getting lost. And I know that the bochum in this room are a tremendous Bali Kishrin. They're only getting lost for one reason, because the Olam is not putting enough time in. They're not. A person can't steig unless he's going to put serious time into what he's learning. When I was a bachur in yeshiva, all of us, we were all consumed with the shir. Hours we spent trying to figure it out. Hours. We sat there working on it. We weren't this. Gusman said when he was in yeshiva, if there was a good kasha, no one slept, no one ate, no one did anything. They were all totally orangutan. Okay, that not, but chutz during Seder, a person should be totally engaged. We need to figure this out. This is our entire ksubis. Our entire winter's man is going to depend on, did we get today's shir, yes or no? So what are we going to do? We're just going to like, okay, I'll come to Nightsider for a couple of minutes. We'll joke around. We'll scream. We'll yell. We'll laugh. And that'll be fine. And then we'll leave. And everyone here can definitely do it. No question. It's going to take a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. If we apply ourselves consistently, haloich v'nasoya, consistently going, because Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help, that we should be able to see the, reap the harvest, see the peiros of our work, and be as Hashem, be zoicha to be oila abom asatari v'ayu.
Red button, then square. Should I try it?